I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Ethan Taylor, the E85 coordinator for the Missouri Corn Growers Association, and we're here in Kansas City at a kind of educational forum talking about how ethanol plays a role in the Kansas City area market and in the Kansas and Missouri markets. So how do you think this forum has gone so far?
Laura, I think it went really well. EPIC's done a great job of putting this together and kind of bringing some of the key players together so that we can kind of discuss how we can put all the pieces of the puzzle together, because that's what it takes, putting the auto industry, the car dealers, putting the fuel retailers, and then also, putting the people who are going to promote it, like EPIC and some of these other organizations, such as the Corn Growers of Missouri and Kansas, together to figure out and kind of get a game plan and get everybody on the same page.
Ethan, you're pointing out getting everybody on the same page. What are some of the other things you think that this forum highlighted?
Definitely highlighted some of the successes that we've seen in ethanol and especially in E85 in both states. And it kind of also set a standard, I guess, for the future. I see a lot of people in this room, I think, will be contacting each other after this and establishing some partnerships to really expand upon E85 infrastructure.
And finally, what is the Missouri Corn Growers Association doing for the remainder of this year and then launching into 2008 as far as promoting ethanol?
We are definitely looking to really transform more into get more involved with E85 as far as promoting E85 on a larger scale. We've got almost 100 stations that carry E85 within the state of Missouri, and we're hoping to add quite a few more of those within the next year. And in the next 6 months, we'd like to kick off a really big educational and promotional campaign for the state to really promote to the consumer all the benefits of E85 and just kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together for them. Let them know about flex fuel vehicles, that they can take E85 or gasoline. Let them know that, ethanol is a cheaper fuel, and although you do see a less fuel mileage, that there are misconceptions out there of such things as 30% less, that it's actually a 10 to most cases it's about 10 to 15%. Some of your higher cases of fuel mileage loss would be around 20%, but if you're buying the fuel for what market price is now, you're getting it for 20% less or even more, and that's a good deal.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about some of the ideas you have as far as that campaign goes. What are you going to be doing to get out there?
We're definitely looking to partner with some of the retailers, do some co-op advertising in their local areas, as well as get more on a large scale, hit more of the state in certain areas to really promote to more consumers, especially in high traffic areas such as some of our bigger interstates, possibly some billboards, different individual direct mailers to flex fuel vehicle owners. There's a lot of people who own flex fuel vehicles that don't even know they have them. So if we can just get the education out there, we really feel that the consumer can make the right choice.
And then another thing I saw that I thought was interesting in your presentation was getting the signs out on highways that are pointing out E85 stations.
That's correct. We're definitely working with Missouri Department of Transportation to make sure that all the exits where E85 locations are located, that there's a sign that indicates that there is E85 there. They're not directly correlated to or promote one individual station. It just lets consumers and travelers know that there is E85 at that exit.
Okay, great. I think that covers all the questions I had for you. Anything you want to add?
Thanks, Laura. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ethan.